Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour on Motown Memories, we're featuring one Motown Top 40 song from 1960 through 1976, one each year. This half hour, we'll hear from the Miracles, the Marvelettes, the Contours, Martha and the Vandellas, the Temptations, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Isley Brothers, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, "Son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride." And then she said, "Just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, better shop around. Oh yeah, you better shop around.
Motownmemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
1961.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
1962.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down. Do you love me?
Signature tune, Do You Love Me, reaching number 3 in 1962 and charting again in 1968 due to being in the movie Dirty Dancing. Before that, the Marvelettes number 1 with Please Mr. Postman from 1961, and we started with 1960's number 2 tune, the biggest Motown hit up until this period of time, by The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Shop Around. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring one song each year from 1960 through 1976. Well, we've made it through 3 years, 1960, 61, and 62. Coming up, 1963's great song, Heatwave, by Martha and the Vandellas. Well, critic Dave Marsh wrote, Heatwave revolves around a basic question. Has high blood pressure got a hold on me, or is this the way love's supposed to be? Personally, I'd be willing to endure hospitalization for a few weeks just to feel the way the baritone sax sounds. Well, this song became a great hit due in part to a heat wave that blanketed Los Angeles, where the weathermen used the song as background to their reports. While heat wave rocketed up the charts in late summer and early fall of 1963, Martha and the two Vandellas, Rosalind and Annette, were suddenly nationally famous and in demand. Well, here is Heat Wave, right here on Motown Memories.
1963.
Ooh.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
1964.
You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the field. You know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume.
Songs here on Motown Memory
1965.
Thank you.
the signature tune from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Shotgun. That reached number 4 from 1965. Before that, 1964's Temps with The Way You Do the Things You Do, reaching number 11. And we started with number 4 tune in 63, that Martha and the Vandellas signature tune, Heatwave. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to count down one song a year. We're going all the way up to 1976. Well, next up, the year is 1966, and the Isley Brothers' only top 40 song on the Motown record label, This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You. While the Isleys migrated east to New York in 1957, they recorded doo-wop 45s for a small record label called Teenage. They recorded some other songs, but didn't really go anyplace. They moved to RCA, and their great song that we know it today called Shout didn't even reach the top 40, but it raised their profile exponentially. While moving from RCA in 1959, they went to Atlantic and had 4 singles in 1961, but they weren't very successful. When a Motown recording contract was offered, they jumped at it, settling in at Hitsville during the autumn of 1965. This Old Heart of Mine was their first single for the company, and it sounds kind of like a Lost 4 Tops hit. Well, one of the writers, Eddie Holland, recalled that I really didn't like the song too much when we first made it. It was easy to do, it was a nice track, but I wasn't too excited. When we finished, I was really impressed with Ron Isley's vocals, and it became my favorite. Well, here are the Isley Brothers, right here on Motown Memories.
1966.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time.
1968.
Great Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with You All I Need to Get By, number 7 from 1968. Before that, 67's number 2 song, Reflections, Diana Ross and the Supremes. And we start with the Isleys with This Old Heart of Mine, number 12 from 1966. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've heard one song each year from 1960 through 1968. Well, coming up the next half hour, we'll pick it up from 1969, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.